Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible at this time and turn to the book of Exodus. You'll want to find Exodus chapter 19. We're going to be looking at a text from Exodus, but we're going to be looking at a number of other passages, particularly some from the prophet Isaiah, and you're going to enjoy this study. It's about Israel as a missionary nation. Now, we're looking at the missionary message of the Bible, which means that the Bible is to go into all the world and all people are to respond and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this was God's plan from the beginning. And He chose Israel as a nation among nations through which He would work with that nation to bring about this blessing for all the world. And so we'll be looking at that in just a moment. While you're turning to Exodus chapter 19, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as we endeavor to go into this wonderful study about how God chose Israel to be a missionary nation, we're going to be guided by the notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of October the 14th, 1923. And these are the texts that he suggested for us to consider in this regard. I'm going to begin in Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. In the third month, after the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. And when they were departed from Rephidim, and were come into the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mount. And Moses went up to God, and Jehovah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my commandments, then shall ye be mine own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Our next text is found in Isaiah, chapter 43, and verse 9. The prophet said, Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the peoples be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us formal things? Let them bring their witness, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Jehovah, and besides me there is no Savior. Our next text comes from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 20 through 22. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that carry the wood of their graven image and pray to a God that cannot save. Declare ye, and bring it forth, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath shown this from ancient time? Who hath declared it of old? Have not I, Jehovah? and there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Exodus chapter 19 in verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. The devotional reading is the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all ye lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Jehovah, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him, and bless his name. For Jehovah is good. His loving kindness endureth forever, and his faithfulness unto all generations. Now, as E.A. Elam compiled this lesson, he asked us to consider some reference passages, some reference material. And so we're going to look at that now. The first comes from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 through 14, where we read, But thou, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken hold of from the ends of the earth, and called from the corners thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are increased against thee shall be put to shame and confounded. They that strive with thee shall be as nothing and shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and not find them, even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, Jehovah thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith Jehovah, and thy Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. The other reference material that he suggested is in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 14 through 17. Thus saith Jehovah, The labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall go after thee in chains, and they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Verily thou art God that hideth thyself, O God of Israel the Savior. They shall be put to shame, yea, and confounded all of them. They shall go down into confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved by Jehovah, with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be put to shame, nor confounded world without end. The third item of reference material that E.A. Elam suggests for this study of Israel as a missionary nation is found in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. And here's where Paul writes, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit, that I have a great sorrow and unceasing pain in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were anathema from Christ for my brethren's sake, my kinsmen according to the flesh. who are Israelites, whose is the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom is Christ as concerning the flesh, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Now, in looking at these lessons, we're going to be looking sometime at Isaiah. Isaiah begins his prophecy in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1, calling for the attention of heaven and earth, saying, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Jehovah hath spoken." The name Isaiah means the salvation of Jehovah. And so, he was the son of Amoz. He prophesied during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. He began sometime before Uzziah's death, but we know not when. By looking at the time these kings reigned, we see that Isaiah prophesied for a long time, and he was an old man when he died. Tradition says that he was sawn asunder by the order of Manasseh in the trunk of a tree, and it may be that that is what is referenced in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 37, where it says that they were stoned, they were sawn asunder. They were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated. It is thought in Hebrews 11:37, where it says they were sawn asunder, that it's referring to this tradition that we have about Isaiah. The period of Isaiah's prophecies was a critical one. He looked beyond the revolution of kingdoms and the downfall of empires and saw the coming Savior of the world, whose work and kingdom should surpass all others and should stand forever. Because he foretells so much of Christ's birth and suffering and ministry and death and victories and kingdom and reign, he has been called the Gospel Prophet. He was indeed a great prophet. And now I ask this question. How were the Israelites missionary? Missionary means one sent on a mission, especially to propagate religion. The Jewish nation preeminently had a mission to fill, though through it the true worship of the true God was preserved and propagated. The Jews were a blessing, more or less, according to their faithfulness to God, to all nations in which they came in contact. The nations, too, which blessed the Jews were blessed. While God separated Abraham and his descendants from all other people and gave them the covenant and the distinguishing mark of circumcision, there was never a time that the people of other nations could not become circumcised and incorporated into God's family, if they so desired. We read in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, 48 through 51, "And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and shall keep the Passover of Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let them come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land. But no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is home-born, and another to the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as Jehovah commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. And it came to pass by the selfsame day that Jehovah did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their host." We read again in Numbers chapter 15, verses 15 and 16, "For the assembly, there shall be one statute for you, and for the stranger that sojourneth with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. As ye are, so shall the sojourner be before Jehovah. One law and one ordinance shall be for you, for the stranger that sojourneth with you." And then in verse 29, well, we'll take this up at the next class.